Good morning. I'd like to welcome you all to our worship service this morning, and a special welcome to any who are visiting among us this morning. These are the announcements for this week. The prayer meeting will take place this evening at 10 past 7, and our evening service will be at 7:30. Our session meeting, there'll be a session meeting this Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock in the session room. Friday, Senior CY will meet at 7:30. On Saturday, then, the Young Adults Plus Quiz Night will be held in Trinity RP Church at 7 o'clock, and that's open to all the young people and any friends they want to bring, aged 21 years and older, and there's flyers for that, and it's on the notice board in the vestibule. Next Sabbath day, the Sabbath school classes will be at the usual time, 11 o'clock. Morning prayer time will be at 11:30. Our worship service will be at the usual time of 12 noon. And next week, the Reverend Joel Lockridge will be here to lead us in worship. And during that service, the two men will be ordained as deacons, the two men that were elected, Richard and Daniel. Next Sabbath evening, then, the prayer meeting again will be about 7:10, and the evening service will be about half past seven, and the Reverend John Coulter will lead the evening service next week. An advance notice about the men's fellowship will be held, a meeting will be held on Tuesday the 27th of February at 8 o'clock. There'll be a meeting in Armanson Beckett Park for the elders and the deacons on Saturday the 2nd of March. And this is to see if there's anything that needs to be done in the manse now that it's vacant. Our advance notice, our annual general meeting, will be held on Thursday, the 7th of March at 8 o'clock here in the church. Shaftesbury Square Reform Conference will be held on Wednesday, the 28th of February at 7:30. And the topic for this will be, What Next? Christian Hope in a Hopeless World, and the speakers at that will be Dr. Gareth Brooke and Dr. David Mackay. Family Day Conference on Saturday the 9th of March from 12 noon until 4:30 p.m. will be held in Cullibike Reformed Presbyterian Church. The theme will be In the World But Not of the World, Raising Our Children in a Post-Christian Culture. And the speaker at that day will be the Reverend Peter Lockridge, and there'll be childcare provided for children from age 2 to 16. There's still some availability for the Holiday Share Conference 2024, and the booking for this will close at the end of this month, the end of February. So if you're interested in that and you haven't yet registered, you can do this. It gives you the details on your announcement sheet. So that needs to be booked if you're interested in going to that before the end of February. This morning we've been led in our worship service by the Reverend Paul Wallace. We all know Paul very well, for a student placement was here in Colorado. So it's good to have Paul back. So I'll ask Paul now to lead us in the worship of God.
It's good to be with you again in Clarads. I was trying to work out coming down in the car when that was. I think it was 2019. So with all that COVID business and all, the last 5 years are all blur, but it is great to be with you again this morning and to lead you in worship and to preach God's word. Our call to worship is from Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Speaks to us of the abundance of God's grace, and that will be a central theme of our consideration this morning. As we come to worship, we come to a God who is very, very gracious and willing to give us way beyond what we could ever imagine. Well, let's come and worship God. First of all, as we sing praise to him, we're going to sing from Psalm 86, version A, Psalm 86, version A, and we're singing stanzas 1 to 3, and then 6 and 7. Psalm 86, A, 1, 2, and 3, and then 6 and 7, and the tune is Holly 15. This psalm begins as a prayer of grace. We need grace as we come into God's presence this morning. It's our worship is made acceptable by his grace through Jesus Christ. But it's also a prayer that God would make us glad. We can see that in stanza 2. He lifts his soul unto the Lord that he can be made glad. And look at the confidence he has because the God is willing to forgive him of his sins. We see that in stanza 3. The Lord indeed is good. He's ready with forgiveness. He's abundant in saving grace. And then we close our singing of this psalm with stanzas 6 and 7, approaching the Lord with praise, asking him to teach us his ways that we might walk in his truth and know his grace. That should be our prayer this morning, that the Lord would come amongst us by his Spirit. We already have his word, but let us pray that God would teach us his word by his Spirit that we may walk in his ways. So let's stand and sing together, and if you're able, remain standing for prayer after we sing. Let us worship God. Let's pray together this morning. Our Lord and Father, we do come and we take up the encouragement and exhortation of this psalm and the example.